on up, and Amy, make your way up here. Sorry for a little bit more focus on me today and what I'm doing. We love doing mission and love sending. This just happens to be one of those Sundays where I've been doing a bunch. I'm in a thick 2 weeks to month of some stuff. So great time at Keystone, but heading, I don't know if we have maps, but I'm headed to South Korea, to Seoul, catching a plane on Tuesday and headed over. And we're going to, I'm going to meet, if you haven't heard, with I think it's 30, 40 ministries. And we're going to what's a, not a conference, but a consultation where for 3 days we'll pray and strategize about how to reach North Korea with the gospel. And so there's underground pastors, as you know, and we're getting finances in. There's about a couple hundred thousand believers in there. Most brutal place on the planet to be a believer, and most resistance, which is ironic because South Korea is one of the most Christianized places in the world, if not Asia. And so we're going to be in about an hour and a half, two, south of the line there, meeting. We're going to take a little trip, Lord willing, in the midst of a prayer meeting and go up and step into an area that's on both sides, the DMZ or some name like that, and step into North Korea a little bit and pray, then get back out and go up into China for a couple days and meet some underground church leaders and meet Lyle. I want to point this out. I'm not going because I got to get back for Grace's stuff. I'm going to jump on a plane the 5th. I'll be gone a week. But Lyle, our buddy out of West Virginia, my partner, is going to get on a train and go from, I don't know if I'm going to pop and do stuff here, but he's headed, where am I at here? He's headed over into this area here, into this part of China. We'll be here, Shenyang, and he's going to jump on a train and go over there in a place that my partners are saying few people on planet Earth get to go to this place, missionaries-wise at least. And it's the place where these feeding stations are, where the North Koreans are getting out. They look for the cross. They find it. They're being fed. They're being saved. They're being strengthened up in body, soul, and spirit, and then sent back in to minister. Lyle, you know, we pack food, so he's going to see how we can partner in a way with that. So excited about the trip. And not excited about the trip. And so, Dick, I'm getting a double dose. They gave a, they prayed and kind of prophesied over me over there in the other group. Got some in Keystone. I want to get a dose from you today, if we can.
Yeah, we want to spend some time in prayer for Sam and for Amy. But before we do that, you know, I've been praying about this for some time. Actually, Sam started talking to me about this trip a number of weeks ago, and as he talked to me, I began to sense in my spirit that this signals a transition time for Sam, but not only for Sam, but for New Life. God is calling us to a deeper walk with Him, and to a deeper work in the kingdom. And I have a personal word for Sam. I struggled with whether or not to share this with the body, but the more I prayed about it, I really think I am supposed to. I think it's important that we all understand this. A few years ago, I stood up here and prophesied over Sam and told him that God was calling him to be a Paul, and sending him to different churches around the world. And we've watched him do that in a number of different places. And, you know, certainly God has fulfilled that call in his life. But sometime in the last week or so, I was praying for Sam. And I felt God say, I give him his name. And what God was telling me is I'm affirming his identity, and I'm moving him deeper in this identity in the kingdom. And the name Samuel is no coincidence. Sam, I'll tell you, your name was written eons ago in the heavens. The name Samuel is no accident. The name Samuel is a Hebrew name. It comes from two words, Shama, which means heard, and El, which is an abbreviation for Elohim, means God. and it means heard of God. And it implies a person that prays and that God hears. And, I mean, we've heard Sam say this for years, talk about prayer. But I think God is affirming anew, Sam, for you, this call to prayer and this call to communicate with him and to listen to him. And if this call is on Sam, it's on us too. So it behooves us, again, as a body, that we be a praying people. Sam, your destiny is in your name. Sam and I have talked about this mission. This one's a little bit unique. You know, in the past, these trips that he's gone to, you know, it's been exciting, kind of probably maybe not fun for Sam, but for some of us, you know, it'd be kind of cool to go to some of these places. This one calls for a little more sacrifice. It's not real dangerous, but it's not real safe either. I mean, this is a country that has not always been friendly to Christians. And I know Sam has, he's weighed the cost, and God has told him to go, and he's willing to do it. I will tell you, in his flesh, Sam does not want to do this. And he'll tell you that too.
Probably. Yeah, look, would I want to leave that?
Yeah. It is incumbent upon us as a body to pray for Sam on this trip. We need to pray for protection for him, but more than that, we need to pray that the kingdom is brought through him and that he has kingdom vision on this trip. And we need to pray for Amy while Sam's gone. So if you would, I'm going to ask the elders to come up, because I know if I ask anybody that wants to, everybody will be up here, and there just won't be enough room. So I would ask the elders to come down here and represent the body, and we'll lay, come on down, guys, and we'll lay hands on Sam. And the elders' wives, if they would come down and lay hands on Amy. And we're gonna pray for them. So first of all, Father, we praise you for who you are. You are righteous. You are the King of the universe. And Father, we know that you hold all things in your hand, and nothing happens but that you allow it to happen. And that nothing surprises you, and that the enemy holds no sway over you. And we praise you for that. Father, we praise you for Sam. We thank you for his willingness to sacrifice, to leave comforts, and to serve in your kingdom. Father, we do pray for him on this trip. Father, we pray for health. Pray that you would keep him safe. Father, as he moves across borders, as he travels, Father, we pray that he would go unimpeded, that there would be no issues that way. Father, we pray for safety. And Father, above all, pray that you would bring the kingdom through him. Father, we pray for wisdom. We pray for revelation for him. Father, we pray that you would open his eyes to see the kingdom.
Yes.
Father, pray he would move in power and strength and in the authority that you've given him. Father, we lift up Amy. What an example she is to the women in our body, and thank you for that. Father, pray that during this time you would draw near to her, you would strengthen her, you would comfort her. Watch over the family, keep them safe. And Father, I pray that during this time you would remind us of them frequently, and that, Father, we would lift them up in prayer, because we know that we do our warfare in prayer. We thank you for being a God that hears us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Getting them legs up. Amen. Thank you. If you have any convictions or burdens,
can I just share one?
Please email, text, write them down on a piece of paper.
I'm going to meditate on those. I've been getting some of those. I just so love the word of the Lord, and so thank you for that. Amy?
I just wanted to just say one thing on my heart that is so sweet this morning. Sam and I are in a weird place right now where we have little kids, and we have grown kids, and we have grandkids, and churches, our ministry is sort of like that, too. We're a little bit here, there, and everywhere, and it's all so good. And this morning, I was so blessed by Luke and his team.
Yeah.
And it seemed like such a sign to me of the Lord's faithfulness and his love for this place, that he would right now plant such a gifted little team in El Dorado. And the promise is for El Dorado, not necessarily New Life. But I was just stirred and thankful, and I just wanted to say that the seeds that have been sown are bearing fruit, and I'm excited about the next season here, even though in some ways we're sort of spread out.
Awesome. Good. Amy, she hates to speak in front of people. That's awesome.